has become entirely flame from head to foot. The shadow has no passage around it. The wax flowed from itself and from the shadow into the radiance for the sake of him who moulded the candle. He said, I moulded thee for the sake of Fanar. It replied, I accordingly took refuge in Fanar. This is the necessary everlasting radiance, not the radiance of the perishable, accidental candle. When the candle is wholly knotted in the fire, you will not see any trace of the candle or rays. Manifestly, in dispelling the darkness, the external flame is maintained by a wax candle.
Ah, this was the trick. The explanation was simple and clear. The point is that, remember, the candle is using his own wax to give that light. So at the end, there is no wax, there is nothing. Selflessness in the candle, you remember? There is no self. His self is the fuel. He will use it to give the light, and that fuel, the wax will be finished, the candle will be finished. This is that finale we are talking about. With this finale, he could do something. Yes.
The candle, the body, is contrary to the wax candle, since in proportion as that dwindles, the light of the spirit is increased. This is the everlasting radiance, and that is perishable. The candle of the spirit hath a divine flame. Since this tongue of fire was light, 'twas far from it to become a perishable shadow. The cloud's shadow falls on the earth. The shadow never consorts with the moon.
Okay, all of this playing with the word of the shadow and shadowless, and all that for what? So, in that explanation, I brought you an example. A candle and the lighting, all of that, right? But that is not complete. Here there is more, because over there the candle is dying when he's doing this. Here the human beings, they even grow while they are doing it, while they are using their own wax here and give the light to everyone, they even grow bigger and better. Yes?
Selflessness is cloudlessness, O well-disposed one. In selflessness, thou wilt be like the orb of the moon.
When we say selfless, this is what we mean. Selflessness is not to have any cover-up, any cloud, any mask, anything like that. This is what we call selflessness. When you don't need to cover up, like the moon. Look at the moon. Moon is reflecting the light of the sun completely. It doesn't ask for anything. It doesn't have the shadow, nothing. Just that reflection. This is what we are looking in our peer and the morale than all of those people, because they are selfless. When you talk with them, they don't think about themselves. They listen to you. They think with you, and they talk to you. They don't need that self to show off. What? You need the show off when you don't have the real stuff. When you have the real stuff, you don't need the show off. Yes.
Again, when a cloud comes, driven along, the light goes. Of the moon, there remains a phantom.
It's whenever hijab comes. What is hijab? the meaning of the hijab. Today, they talk about the way the Muslim ladies dress up, and they call it hijab. Hijab is cover-up. Simple, as simple as that. And in that show of business, we have a lot of cover-up. Do you remember when we defend ourselves and everybody is guilty and all that? These are cover-ups. Remember that if you are light giver, you don't need any cover-up. Period. As simple as that. Yes.
Of the moon there remains a phantom. Its light is made feeble by the cloud veil. That noble full moon becomes less than the new moon. The moon is made to appear a phantom by clouds and dust. The cloud, the body, has caused us to conceive fantasies. Behold the kindness of the moon. For this,
remember that here was the what? God, the cloud of body is that. The physical cover-up is that, yes?
Behold the kindness of the moon, for this too is his kindness, that he hath said, the clouds are enemies to us. The moon is independent of clouds and dust. The moon hath his orbit aloft in the sky. The cloud is our mortal enemy and adversary, because it hides the moon from our eyes. This veil makes the houri a hag. It makes the full moon less than the new moon.
Yeah, this cover will change everything. The beautiful lady looks ugly. The higher stuff looks low. Everything will be opposite, because with cover-up, you're not only covering up yourself. You're covering up what you could see. Because when you cover up, you are in that prison you made. You don't see anything. Yes, you're trying to hide something. Yes.
The moon hath seated us in the lap of glory. He hath called our foe his enemy. The splendor and beauty of the cloud is from the moon. Whoever calls the cloud the moon is much astray. Since the light of the moon has been poured down upon the cloud, its dark face has been transfigured by the moon.
Yeah, look at the cloud. The cloud is black, but when the light of the moon comes, suddenly it's white. Means the light I'm talking about will even influence the cover-up stuff. That will change even, yes.
Although it is of the same color as the moon and is associated with empire, in the cloud, the light of the moon is borrowed. At the resurrection, the sun and moon are discharged. The eye is occupied in the source of radiance.
Excuse me, what is resurrection? What is resurrection?
Resurrection.
What's happening now?
No. Look at him. Look at him, how he answers. You lady, what is resurrection? Don't you remember? Rumi said, whenever somebody asks you about resurrection, show yourself and say, this is it. That's resurrection for us. To stand up and be responsible. And it's not sometime. That's not what we're talking about. Here he will say, let's look at that resurrection. In the moment that we want to judge you, we forget about the moon and the sun and all these excuses. We look at you and what do you have. Because there we are just looking at the light itself, not the light giver and light reflector, which is sun and the moon. The light itself. When I want to judge you, I will look at the knowledge you have, the light you could give. That's how you will be judged. Yes.
In order that it may know the possession from the loan, and this perishable caravanserai from the everlasting abode. The nurse is borrowed for 3 or 4 days. Do thou, O mother, take us into thy bosom.
There are temporary stuff. There are permanent stuff. You could talk about the mother, which is mother forever, is the mother. Or you could talk about somebody who's playing that role for a couple of days. It's different. Yes?
My feathers are the cloud and are a veil and gross. By the reflection of God's loveliness are they made lovely. I will pluck my feathers and their beauty from the way, that I may behold the moon's beauty from the moon. I do not want the nurse. Mother is fairer. I am Moses. Mother is my nurse. I do not want the loveliness of the moon through an intermediary, for this link is perdition to the people. Unless a cloud...
Okay, listen carefully, because these are the conclusion, philosophic, logical conclusion of this speaker. He's explaining why I'm getting rid of it, and he's defending that position, right? Now here, he's talking serious. You say, listen, I'm like Moses, and my nurser is my mother. Listen, I want the mother, I don't want that nurse. I look at the permanent stuff, this is what I want. And for this, I'm getting rid of the feathers, yes.
Unless a cloud becomes knotted in the way, in order that it may not be availed to the face of the moon. In the aspect of law, it displays his form like the bodies of the prophets and saints.
This is the critical thing. That law means non-existence. There's no. Just that no. What is that? The physical existence of the prophets. Do we ever talk about it? Do we know about it? Do we care about it? Of course not. Because what is important is the message that the prophet is bringing here. The message is important, not his physical existence. Yes?
Such a cloud is not veil tying. It is in reality veil tearing, salutary. 'Tis as when on a bright morning drops of rain were falling, though there was no cloud above. That water skin was a miracle of the prophet. From self-effacement, the cloud had become of the same color as the sky. The cloud was, but the cloud nature had gone from it. The body of the lover becomes like this by means of renunciation.
Okay, we talked about this cloud, this cover-up. Look at this cover-up stuff. Even the prophet they had. But for a different reason, they cover up not to show their selves over there, because they have that message. They don't need this. So, it's like a cloud without the cloudiness. It's like a cloud that doesn't have a shadow. That's the exception within rules. Yes?
It is body, but corporeality has vanished from it. It has been transfigured. Color and perfume have gone from it.
Of course they have physical existence, but their physical existence is transformed. The meaning of it is different, so they are different. Yes?
Feathers are for the sake of others, while head is for my own sake. The abode of hearing and sight is the pillar of the body. Know that to sacrifice the spirit for the sake of catching others is absolute infidelity and despair of good.
Okay, did you pay attention to the word others?